For our business news, I'm joined by Andrew McRae. Kia ora, Andrew, and the annual inflation rate has fallen.
Kia ora, Marnie. Yes, higher prices for vegetables and a rebound in the cost of public transport has led to a 0.7% rise in the Consumers Price Index in the September quarter, but the rise was softer than expected. Annual inflation has edged down to 1.4%. The rise this quarter was mostly due to an 18% increase in the price of vegetables. This was after demand shortages following growers who didn't plant crops during the height of the COVID-19 uncertainty. But the rises were offset by slumps in other sectors such as telecommunications. KiwiBank's chief economist Jared Kerr says the expectation was that inflation would lift slightly before trending down into the next year. However, it would appear the slide has already begun.
We had expected a bigger bounce in the quarter and we got a much more subdued outcome than we thought. Prices simply aren't rising as much as we had anticipated, but it gives us a weaker starting point. So we were all expecting inflation, you know, prices to ease into next year, and we're working off a lower base. So the domestically generated inflation is much weaker. We thought we'd see more in food and transport and housing related costs. But they all came in, all those prices came in below our forecast. And of course, we all know that recessions kill inflation and it's all about trying to pump up the economy into next year. But it just means that the Reserve Bank's job is that much harder. In order for them to get back to their mandate, which is inflation running around 2%, they're going to have to do more for that to happen. Our forecasts, look, we're expecting inflation to fall towards zero. Over the next year. So we really need to do a lot more, both from the Reserve Bank's perspective, but also the government's perspective as well, to get the economy humming again and get that inflation rate higher.
KiwiBank's chief economist, Jared Kerr. New Zealand utilities investor Infratil's confirmed it's in discussions to buy a majority interest in Australian company Qscan Radiology Clinics. The company owned by Quadrant Private Equity has clinics providing diagnostic medical imaging services right across Australia. Emma Hatton reports.
The Australian Financial Review reports the deal could be worth about $500 million. Infratil says it raised additional equity of $300 million in June this year to pursue its growth agenda and take advantage of other investment opportunities that may arise. It says the proceeds of the equity raise were initially used to reduce drawn bank facilities. Infratil says those facilities could now be applied to fund the Qscan acquisition if it occurs, so no additional funding would be required. It says its bid is part of a consortium, and while talks are ongoing, they haven't been completed and may not be successful. The company says it will update the market as developments unfold. This is Emma Hatton.
The stock exchange has recorded flat revenue growth over the 3 months to September as strong activity seen earlier in the year begins to peter out. The NZX's revenue for the third quarter rose by just 0.3% to $18.4 million as listing and insurance fees slipped back over the quarter. However, the exchange did record continued growth in the secondary market, which was up by 15%. NZX Chief Executive Mark Peterson says the result needs to be put in perspective.
Right through 2019, we had actually had a really good second half. So we're measuring ourselves against, you know, what was a really strong result last year at the same time. When you then roll forward to this year, obviously we've had Q2, which through an enormous amount of capital raised, enormous amount of trading activity, and then Q3. We've settled back a bit from that, but nevertheless, you know, trading remains strong across all areas, all different sort of investor types, retail, institutional, local and overseas. From a capital raising point of view, the big changes that we're seeing from Q2 to Q3 is, you know, obviously a lot of secondary capital raised in Q2, not quite as much in Q3.
NZX Chief Executive Mark Peterson says he's positive about the exchange's outlook and hopes for follow-on listings such as the successful debut of Rua Bioscience yesterday. Hong Kong's reputation as the premier financial hub of the Asia-Pacific region has been tested over the past year by riots and China's increasing political and security control of the territory. For now, the city remains the main channel for Chinese companies to raise capital from foreign investors, and conversely, for foreign companies to gain entry into China's economy. Recently, the Chinese leader Xi Jinping talked up the prospect of Shenzhen as a financial centre. Drew Bernstein from US accounting firm Markin, Bernstein & Pinchuk says the Chinese authorities will have to tidy up the behaviour of their markets before that happens.
One of the issues that they're going to have, and they're going to have to prove to investors, is that they can operate, the companies that are public on these markets can operate with good corporate governance and integrity. Because if they don't, it's not going to be a stock market, it's going to be a casino.
Drew Bernstein from US accounting firm Markham Bernstein and Pinchuk. Time now for the look at the markets, and we're joined by Vanessa Otang of Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon, Vanessa. What's been happening on the local market this morning?
Good afternoon, Andrew. Well, the NZX Growth 50, that's currently trading at 12,399 points. We're down 8 points at the moment. Looking at Infratil, they are currently at $5.57, so up 1.4% today. And at the other end, we've got the NZX. They're currently trading at $1.74, so down 1.7% presently. Other notable gainers on the NZX 50 are Sky TV, up 4.7% at 16 cents, and Fonterra, up 1.4% at $4.40.
And what about any early movements across the Tasman on the ASX?
So the ASX, that's the ASX 200, that's currently at 6,172 points, so flat, down 2 points today. The big mover there is BlueScope Steel. So they're up 13.7% at $16.34, and that's off the back of announcing some positive results with better than expected earnings.
And the dollar, how's that looking today?
So the New Zealand dollar against the Australian dollar is 0.9356. Against the US dollar, 0.6671. Against the Japanese yen, 69.97. Against the Great British pound, 0.51. And the euro is 0.5644. And the New Zealand trade weighted index is 71.40.
Interest rates, oil and gold?
The 3-month bank bill rate is 0.3%. The 10-year government bonds are 0.62%. Looking at the oil, we've got the West Texas Intermediate. It's $40.63 US a barrel. And the spot gold is $1,905 US an ounce.
Thank you, Vanessa Otang from Hobson Wealth Partners. And in other business news, today's the last day Medlife Care shares can be traded on the stock exchange here. The retirement village operator has been sold to a Swedish-based private equity firm for $6 a share. The $1.3 billion takeover was approved by the High Court earlier in the week. Medlife Care will delist after the long weekend on both the NZX and the ASX, and it will continue to have debt securities quoted on the NZX debt market. And Marnie, that's business for now. We'll be back with more in Checkpoint after 5:30.